AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. At Carbis Bay, England, the G7 summit has begun.
Thank you all very much for coming. It is genuinely wonderful to see everybody in person. I can't tell you what a difference it makes.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson greeted the leaders.
We've all been going through the most wretched pandemic our countries have faced for our lifetimes, maybe longer, much longer. And I actually think this is a meeting that genuinely needs to happen.
President Biden was asked by reporters in England what his message was for Russian leader Vladimir Putin. He said, "I'll tell you after I delivered it." Biden and Putin will meet next week at a summit in Geneva. Illinois is lifting all capacity limits on bars, restaurants, businesses, and other venues. It means
Chicago is the largest big city in the country that's fully reopened.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot credited the people of Chicago for getting to this point.
You masked up, you got vaxxed up, and now it's time for you to get up, get out of the house this summer, and fully and safely and enjoy the events of the best city on the planet.
Data shows more than 68% of Illinois residents who are 18 and older have received at least one dose of vaccine. 51% of adults are fully vaccinated. Confirmed coronavirus cases are continuing to rise in Russia. Regulators in China took the first step by approving the use of the country's Sinovac vaccine for children 3 to 17, and today announced the same for the Sinopharm vaccine. No date has been set for shots to start in China. The country has set a tentative goal of vaccinating 80% of its population against the coronavirus by the end of the year. Stocks have been mixed in early trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 is still on pace for its third weekly gain in a row. This is AP News. All 50 states are allowing summer camps this year. Coronavirus-related rules will be in place. Tom Rosenberg with the American Camp Association says the goal this summer is to have fun.
To get there, we actually have to agree to follow these basic rules and listen to those camp directors who are doing their best to take care of your children, make sure they're safe and healthy and happy.
Josh Nelson says they are ready to go at the Glorieta Adventure Camps near Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Fly lines, you have mountain scooters, the waterfront's huge.
The camps will have mask rules.
They have the same bunk rooms, that's where they can take their mask off at night, or when they're sitting down at meals at their table, they can take their mask off to eat, and that's really the only time that you're going to see these guys with mask off is in their cohorts.
Margaret Chafee's daughters are going to camp in Kansas.
It's a sign that things are getting back to normal.
The camps in New Mexico will be at one-third capacity. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.